Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behind the badge.
We have three reporters in the field. Let's start with Steve Grzanich, who is at McKendry Stadium at Southern Illinois University at Carbondale, my alma mater.
Hey, mine too.
Hey, Steve, how are you? So what are the skies like there?
Okay, so it looks kind of weird out, John. It feels like it might be right before evening. There's a big cloud covering the sun right now, but before that happened, it looked like a crescent. So we're getting very close to the 120-ish totality. And the temperature started dropping a little, and it feels like almost like a little like twilight. But they're telling us it's going to get much darker than this. They're telling people in the stadium to find their seat because they're going to turn off all the lights. So it's looking pretty cool.
Patty Vasquez is also in Southern Illinois, actually, I believe in Sparta, Illinois. Is that right?
Yes, we're in Sparta. Sorry, too excited.
And Dave Schwann is also down south. Are you in Carbondale also, Schwanny?
Yes, I am. As a matter of fact, I'm in the Saluki Stadium. I can look up and see Steve Grzanich, more or less from his vantage point here in the press box. But I'm on the field. I'm in the end zone, the north end of the stadium. And as Steve was reporting, there is a cloud over the sun right now, but it's starting to move away. So cross your fingers and hope for the best here.
My sister's in Southern Illinois. Former producer Tracy Huvelman then is in Southern Illinois. And both of them sent me pictures moments ago of the sky, and it was fairly blue, guys, with some white. Is that what you're seeing?
I got blue skies. Yeah.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, it actually was blue skies earlier, but these clouds just seem to come from nowhere. But I have to tell you, those clouds are burning off, and as soon as we get past this one grayish cloud, I think we're going to have a really good view. And I bet you that's going to happen right at 120.
Well, the orb is racing across the United States. It'll take 90 minutes to get from Oregon to South Carolina. It's about halfway through its trip. It's traveling at 1,651 miles an hour. And it's just a 70-mile-wide dot. And Carbondale is the longest point. That is, people in Carbondale will have the most time to view the total eclipse, the area of totality, 2 minutes and 43 seconds. So you all are in the right place, that's for sure.
I'll only get 2 minutes and 19 seconds. I'm going to get gypped in Sparta, but
oh,
I think we're going to do pretty well.
Yeah, and Dave, so you're in the end zone, the same place that Steve is that right?
Yes, that's right, John. I'm in the end zone, and I'm trying to think real positive here as this huge cloud that came over about 10 or 15 minutes ago starts to move away. If it does, we'll have a great patch of blue, and we'll be able to see this. As Steve also described a few minutes ago, when you look up with the glasses prior to this cloud coming over, the sun looks like a crescent moon through the glasses. It was just an incredible sight.
And that's what's happening right now, correct?
Yes, that's what's happening right now. If this cloud will cooperate and get out of the way, you would be able to see more of that as it moves closer and closer. That actually started at 11:52, and even with this cloud here, John, I have to tell you, it's getting dark and dark as if you would be outside just before a big thunderstorm. How it could get dark, you know, and the clouds would be low. That's what this the lighting looks like out here right now.
And that's our Dave Schwann. How about you, Steve? What are you seeing?
You know, and I'm up a little bit higher than Dave, and what they're doing on the middle of the field right now, this is kind of the cool thing about doing this collectively here, is that the scientists on the field have laid out four large white tarps or sheets, and what they're hoping to get is sort of a rare eclipse effect called, it's sort of like a wavy shadow that the sun does when it does full eclipse. And so that's what they have out on the field right now, hoping to see that. Of course, there are cameras everywhere as well. And one of the other things, too, is that here and elsewhere across the country, people have downloaded a special app from NASA, and right now they're entering the temperatures where they are, so that the path of totality across the country, we get an idea of just how significant the temperature drop is. When I got here earlier on my phone, it was about 98. It is 92 now.
98 down to 92. Patty Vasquez, who are you watching it with? Schwani's with a whole bunch of people, so too is Steve. But how many people are you with? Where exactly are you?
We are in Sparta, Illinois at the World Shooting Range Complex, which has a huge campground. And my whole family's here. And we're actually, we got a text from Representative Robert Martwick, who saw that we were heading to Missouri. He's like, hey, I've got a campsite. I've got a trailer with air conditioning. Why don't you come hang out with us? And that's how we landed here.
I saw images a little while ago, a video from CNN, and it showed it raining in Blackwell, Missouri, and places literally raining on them. So they're sort of getting washed out. Regardless of the cloud cover, though, as it heads towards you, I mean, it's kind of there now, but you're not in the area of totality yet. But I presume, guys, Steve, you go first. It's going to get completely dark, right?
It is. They've described it here a couple of different ways. One of the ways the scientist on the stage described it was it is going to be like a night or an evening of a full moon. So it will feel sort of like twilight or a little right after twilight as it's getting dark. But the brightness of the moon is just enough to lift that light level up a little bit. That's sort of what they say it's going to feel like. And, boy, Dave, I have to tell you, Dave hit it right on the nail earlier when he said it feels like right before a big thunderstorm is moving in as it sort of gets that twilighty feel, sort of a green-looking kind of tinge to the sky and to the horizon as well.
And that's what we have 6 hours north of you in Chicago. Again, we won't be in the area of totality, but it sort of looks grayish, maybe pre-thunderstorm or tornado-ish, but I don't know if that's our weather or just the eclipse. Yeah, Dave?
John?
Yeah.
John, can I jump in here? This cloud is starting to move, and this crowd is very, very anxious. They're cheering this cloud out of the way right now, and there's actually a bit of a ray of sunshine coming through, so we just might get our show after all here. This is very, very exciting to be on this field right now as this cloud is moving out, and hopefully we'll get to see what we all came here for.
How many people are in the stadium?
The stadium's full. I'm understanding the stadium is about, 16,000, 18,000 or so, something like that. A ballpark figure, no pun intended, but the stadium is full, the area around the stadium is full.
Yeah, and John, you're familiar, as I am, because we both went here to SIU. You know the SIU Arena, which is right next to the stadium. That's where they're having the Science and Technology Expo inside, so people are coming out of that building as well, coming back into the stadium. But in the parking lot, they've actually have a carnival set up with rides and tents and foods and corn dogs and stuff, and then there are the different booths with all of the science. And Dave, I have to tell you, and John, this cloud, when it moves out, we are going to have an unobstructed view of this eclipse.
Patty, you're there with your family. Patty, you're there with your family. I'm glad that you're sharing this with them. This is probably, clouds or not, something that you guys are going to remember forever and ever.
Oh, no doubt. I mean, and they're right. It does look like just before a heavy thunderstorm comes through, and that sort of ominous feeling. The nice thing is too is that the temperatures are dropping. It's getting a little bit cooler because it was blisteringly hot a few minutes ago. And my boys are 12 and 14. So, I mean, they'll be men when this comes back around, So this is, it's exciting to share this with them and our friends, too.
And the next time we have a full eclipse, a total eclipse of the sun, it will cross a different path through the United States, but it will once again be in Carbondale. Carbondale is the one city that will have a full eclipse today and then again 7 years from now in 2024.
Yeah,
can you hear me?
I can hear you, Dave.
Yeah, this crowd is stamping its feet and cheering and yelling with all its might to get this cloud out of the way. It just might happen. And as Steve mentioned earlier about the look and feel of this thing, he mentioned the temperature. It has dropped noticeably here on the field just within the last 5 minutes.
And Dave,
there. I can see it. I can see it.
Very cool.
It's over. see it.
You know what this looks like? This looks like the shadow. It looks like somebody has a spotlight on the people that's standing on the sidewalk, shining the spotlight at them sideways. And you see their elongated shadow behind them. Very cool.
It's coming through.
Oh, it's getting darker. It feels like twilight now.
It's 1:18. It's 1:18. We are 2 minutes from totality.
John, you asked me last week,
Here it comes.
You asked me last week how we were going to do this and what we were going to say, and I have to tell you, isn't this cool that we're sharing this event with millions of other people right now?
Including Dave Schwann.
All
right, Schwann, give me 20 good seconds, Dave. What do you see?
Right now, well, actually, it's not totally dark just yet. We've got about a minute and a half, but it will be happening very quickly. The good news is this cloud is moving away, maybe just enough time to give us that 2 minutes and 30 seconds of totality that we're all here for.
It's on its way to you, Patty. Patty, what do you see?
Oh, it is. Oh, my God. It looks like sunset. Here, can you hear that? The whole campground is cheering. We have totality right now. It's gorgeous. And all the crickets and the grasshoppers are going crazy in the woods, as crazy as the people around their campers. People are lighting up their lanterns and screaming and whistling. Oh, this is gorgeous.
We're 50 seconds away from totality in Carbondale, Illinois, and in the broadcast booth in McAndrews Stadium. Dave, or rather Steve, what do you see?
It feels like somebody just shut off the lights, John. The outdoor lights, street lights just went out. They've turned all the lights here off at the stadium. It feels like we're just standing outside waiting for it to get dark.
So it's not really dark yet, right? It still feels like a cloudy day, correct?
It feels like an eerie cloudy day. Sort of, again, that greenish tint that's now turning even darker. Like the severe thunderstorms moving over us right now, but there are no clouds in the sky.
Back into the stands. Okay, Schwanny, what do you see?
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm seeing, and it's getting darker and darker very, very quickly. By the second, half second, I see everybody's phones lighting up, taking pictures all over the place. It is now getting very, very dark. It almost is dusk-like. It's almost dusk-like. As we hit 120, you can probably hear this crowd just cheering at this point. Even though this cloud is somewhat obscuring the sun, it's there, folks. Oh, my gosh, is it dark. Unbelievable.
It's 120 now. It's 120 now. Go ahead, Steve.
The horizon looks just like sunset, but it's a 360 sunset. If you turn around completely, you see like reddish, bluish skies like you would see in the west when the sun sets, but it goes all the way around.
Patty Vasquez, it's coming to you. You're getting a sort of a preview by about a minute. What do you see, Patty?
The same thing. I wanted to explain that you can see pink in the distance along the horizon. But yes, you turn around in a 360 degree circle, you basically see sunset all around you. And now the moon is moving past it.
Back to Dave Schwann in the stadium in Carbondale. Go ahead, Schwanny.
Yeah, the cloud has obscured it, but it's hard to describe how dark it is. It would be like as if you were at a game here, a football game, a night game, and no one turned on the lights to watch the players on the field. That's almost what it's like. And as Steve just said, it's dust-like. I am also looking up at a plane up in the distance, and the lights are just very, very bright on the plane that's, 20,000-30,000 feet in the air right now.
That's Dave Schwann on the ground, and then above him in the broadcast booth is Steve Grzanich. Steve, can you see the stars yet?
I can see... No, I cannot see the stars, but I can tell you the clouds are doing weird things. Off in the distance, there looks to be like a cloud that has made a complete, almost a ribbon sort of effect. Shot up in the sky and then back over. Kind of looks like something you'd see from a Pacific Ocean island off in the distance with the clouds.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Climbing.
Were you doing a video?
Yeah, it's a time lapse.
Hey, Patty in Sparta, Illinois, what are you seeing?
I just ruined someone's video. They were doing a time-lapse video, and I just set my phone down and my glasses, and I probably ruined her entire thing. I had no idea. Right now, it looks like we're in the light as it comes up is like we're in a stadium all of a sudden. It's a much brighter white light rather than like the glow of the sunshine, and it's surreal. I mean, it's absolutely surreal, aside from the fact that I just ruined someone's time-lapse video. So I just destroyed someone's memory of this.
So now it's 122:38, 122:40, 122:42.
Did you hear the applause? Did you hear people?
This cloud is moving away. You can see just a little sliver of the sun now as the cloud kind of moves in and out.
It's the diamond ring effect. It's the diamond ring. You can see it.
Diamond ring effect. Yes.
The one side as the moon starts going off to the east. You can see that little bit of sunshine at the end that makes it look like a diamond ring, a big diamond ring. Here comes the sun again.
And here it comes down as the moon moves slowly, slowly, slowly in the opposite direction here. It's an incredible brightness that is now hitting the stadium. Now it looks, this is so weird to see the way this is lighting up now as this cloud moves away. An eerie, eerie light now on the field. Very eerie.
Patty, I'm thinking, too, about people who didn't have the advantage of science and knowledge that we do now, how intimidating this must have been to other cultures in other days.
Oh, no doubt about it. I mean, that it's just all of a sudden, but I also have to think that they must have thought it was magical. I don't know how people thought it was terrifying, but I have to believe that it was also the sense of awe and wonderment at the universe. Because as the moon, and obviously they wouldn't have been able to look at it the way we are, there's a moment where you can see both the planet, both the sun and the moon alongside of each other, which is surreal. And I had the chance to look through a solar telescope. There's a gentleman named Doug Coons, who's a Marine going to visit his buddies, and he stopped here. And we got to, so I want to thank him for that, because I got the chance to see the planets. I mean, the planets. See, I'm at a loss for words. The sun and the moon just line up together, and it's absolutely stunning.
Yeah. John, I can imagine a medieval sorcerer right now saying, "Sun, reappear."
Dave, so now you guys are, you can no longer look at it unaided. You need your glasses to gaze skyward again.
Yes, yes, you do. And this, again, the light is very, very difficult to describe, as if it would be somebody shining a bright light into a rather dark room. It's a very, very grayish color that's covering the stadium right now. I wanted to add one quick story to what Patty just said. There was a story of a king in Germany in around 800 or so who had a heart attack and died after a total eclipse.
Which is awe-inspiring, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, so amazing. His heart gives out. In Chicago, downtown, 435 North Michigan Avenue, gray skies. And it got a little, like we all said a moment ago, pre-thunderstorm gray, green, dark. But never real dark. And if you did not know that there was a total solar eclipse in Carbondale, you would not have come out for this today. You would not have experienced anything special. People are heading back to their offices, and now the crowd is dissipating. We're not getting the show you're getting.
Yeah, the announcer on stage just said, "Congratulations, everybody. You just saw one of the greatest sights in world human history."
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, for what it's worth, my temperature gauge went down to 87.
From
98
to 87, 9 degrees. Patty, go ahead. What were you going to say?
They were setting off fireworks here. People are celebrating this, so it is a really exciting, exhilarating afternoon. I'll never forget that view, and I'm so glad that Chawani described it that way, or Steve, the 360-degree sunset. I mean, every way you looked, it was, the skies were pink along the edges of where we are along the horizon, all the way around. It was spectacular.
Yeah, I don't even think, Patty, you could get that in the morning or evening. It's sort of like combining the morning and the evening, sunrise and sunset, but doing it 360 around the whole area. I've never seen anything like that. It was just awe-inspiring.
Dave, what are people saying in the stands? What are they a little disappointed? Are they excited? What's the mood in the stands?
Well, despite the fact that we didn't have, the entire clearness that we wanted, nonetheless, everybody was still excited. I could hardly hear myself talk or think, for that matter, right before the moment of totality when we thought that cloud would move away completely, and people were cheering, stomping their feet, and just incredibly enthusiastic trying to experience all of this. It was just a wave of euphoria, might be a way to describe it. Euphoric. Despite the fact that it wasn't the absolute show that we thought it would be this afternoon, it was still quite a show. And from time to time, when you saw the sliver of sun moving through those clouds, it was just unbelievable.
John, we always we asked ourselves, I think, before we started, how this was going to play with the students here at SIU. This was supposed to be their first day in classrooms, and of course they let kids out they canceled classes today so that they could come out. I'm seeing a big group of them just off to the west side of the stadium, where outside of the stadium, holding these signs. One says totality, total totality. The other says totality awesome. And then the other, with the SIU logo as the sun, we got Sol, S-O-L.
Yeah, I saw that too.
Yeah. Very nice. And now you can actually see the orb of the sun shining down on top of the white tents that are out in this parking lot.
Cool.
Okay, all the presents are
hauling out already here.
Yeah, I know. Now you guys have a chance to see something else that really has never been seen before in human history, and that is the biggest traffic jam I-57 has ever known. It'll be,
yes.
Patty, you can call in from that and tell us how awesome it is.
I'll give you updates whenever you can fit them in.
Any chance you can send the chopper down to get us?
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Well, Patty, where are your kids and family? You travel down there with them. Are they standing around you?
Oh yeah, we have a whole group over here. I'm off to the side after I again ruined somebody's time lapse video. But yeah, my son is chatting with Representative Martwick and his family, and everyone was just in disbelief of how gorgeous it was.
So somebody has a time lapse video out there that'll show the moon coming across the sun, and then a giant female alien coming across the horizon and stalking the sun. Talk about great science. We didn't know, Patty, that there was...
We just had no idea.
There was a giant moon or sun alien. All right, kids. Well, let's all gather again in 7 years when it's back in Carbondale and the great American solar eclipse has come and gone. I have to tell you, I'm so glad I was able to share this with the three of you on the radio and all of our listeners, but I think we feel a little bit more of a Southern Illinois Saluki kinship right now.
Absolutely. It's wonderful.
May I add one more thing, John? Just very quickly, because I know you have to break. I just want to add one more thing here. As we watched Carbondale almost triple in population today, I spoke with the mayor earlier this morning, and he said they haven't had one real, bad problem of, people committing some crimes or anything like that. I've seen nothing but courtesy for everybody that's around downtown and here in the campus. You've got how many tens of thousands of total strangers, and it all seems like one big family here.
Just as you spoke, the sun is now getting brighter in downtown Chicago.
Yeah,
so
here also.
We're getting more
also. The cloud's moving away now.
We're getting more And I suppose that's both the sun and the clouds cooperating a little bit. But now it looks like an average August day. That sort of thunderstorm look that we had is come and gone. No rain, just a little average run-of-the-mill solar eclipse. All right, Dave Schwann in the stands at Southern Illinois University's McAndrews Stadium. Schwanny, well done. Thank you for joining us this afternoon.
Thank you, John.
Patty Vasquez, our best to your family, and thanks for joining us from Sparta, Illinois.
Thank you for having me. It was a blast. Thank you, guys.
And up in the broadcast booth, as it were, you can hear our Steve Grzanich. Well done, Steve. Travel back and we'll visit again, okay?
Thanks, John. Thanks for letting me share this moment.
Okay, that's it. It is 1:31 now on WGN. John Williams in the Allstate Showcase Studio on Michigan Avenue.